This recording is a production of Anabaptist Financial. More recordings are available on our website at www.afweb.org under the Resources menu or by calling 800-653-9817. This presentation was recorded at a business seminar held on March 17, 2026 in Millersburg, Ohio.
Good afternoon. It's been a good day here. You've heard lots of good information, and we have work to do, don't we? To keep on being what the Lord wants us to be. The art of training, and that title was given to me. I appreciate the title. I've been involved in training a while. Over 36 years ago, I was the first day at KIM, and I had been doing carpenter work before, so I knew the building material realm, but building material world. First day, I got there to KIM, and about an hour and a half after I was there, I was hired to be a salesman at our building material desk. And about an hour and a half after I was there, I was seated at the desk, ready to take care of customers. It was interesting because I had some experience with the building trade, so it worked. There was a guy that started soon after I did, and I think maybe about 2 months into it, he said, "I just can't do this anymore." So he left the desk, went out, and I think he was driving truck for a number of years. He said, "I'd go home every evening, just my stomach was just in knots." He just wasn't trained. It wasn't fair to him. And we probably had several people that happened to. So it was during those first years, soon after several years, the need for training became pretty evident. And then I had the privilege of being involved in training for a number of years. In the first 20 years or so, I wasn't training every day and all day, but I did a lot of sales training, so that was an extended period of time with the same person. And in the first 20 years, I probably was involved in the training of almost 200 people. Training sort of gets a bad rap at times from the idea that, and as I thought of that with all of many managers and owners here today, when you hear the term training, do you cringe a little bit? At times it gets, again, a bad rap. Brings up a variety of feelings for owners, managers, and leaders, and so forth. Is training really worth the cost? How much is really needed? Should I do more training, less training? Let me just say at the onset here, how you do your training is up to you. I realize I was involved in a company at the time I was doing training, we had several hundred employees, and now we're over 600. For you as a company with 2, 3, 4, 5 employees, 10 maybe, training looks different, I realize that. But what I want to talk about today is the art of training, just to help you feel better about training. Again, we heard already mentioned, forget now which one mentioned, the idea of training, but what if they quit in 3 months? That's a real possibility that happens. Was it Worth it? Did we waste our money? Really, how much training, how little training can I get by with? We may struggle with as well. Does it pay to train, to do a lot of training for new hires? What if they quit after 3 months? What if they stay? After 3 months and you didn't do training, now you have an untrained employee for 3 months. What are you going to do now? Still have to train them. What's the goal? I'm rambling here to begin with a little bit about the training. What really is the goal of training? Equip your new hires to successfully do their work. It's probably maybe as simple as that. Simply equipping them to do their job, to successfully do their job. Very few people will automatically know what to do. They'll get to your workplace. Very few that will automatically learn the ropes. Very few that will automatically get trained. Training does take effort, does take some time, and it does cost. Every time you start training for a person, it costs money. It costs the company money. If you don't train them, they'll probably cost you more money because they aren't doing their things correctly, and it's not fair to them. Equips them to successfully do their work. It really does help them add value to the team that they are assigned to. Remember, we want them to stay, or else you wouldn't have hired them to begin with. You want them to stay and do what you can to help them. Training, I had to think of it this way. Training is not an exact science. An exact science is something that if you do A, B always happens, and if then B happens, then C happens. There's things that we do that are exact sciences. Well, training isn't an exact science, or else you could give your new hire a book, read it, and you're all set to go. Or you could give them whatever, and you have very little interaction with them, and they get trained. Well, training doesn't really happen that way. It's not an exact science. And as I was thinking of that, I really liked the title that was given, because training is an art. And I guess for myself, as in the training I was involved in for the years, I find that to be very accurate. Training is an art. Let's look at training as an art. What is art? Well, when you think of an artist, you think of someone who paints pictures. There's a picture of a painting shown earlier today. You might think of an ice sculpture. I don't know if you've ever seen someone sculpture ice, take a big block of ice and chip away, and they make some kind of a beautiful image out of it, and so forth. Ice sculpturing. I recently heard the idea of, I think it was Michelangelo, the great artist, years, centuries ago, and he was also a sculptor, having a piece of stone, and he was sculpturing King David, I believe, if I remember the story correctly. And he was chipping away at this stone, and then someone asked him, how do you know what to take away, or how do you know what to chip off? And he said, I chip away everything that doesn't look like David. that's an artist. Writing poetry is an artist. It takes is an art. Songwriting, needlework, there's a lot of things that are that we are involved, can be involved in, that's an art. What is art? It's a creative activity someone does well that is within their skill set. And as I thought of that, the thought came to me, maybe that's why a lot of companies struggle with training. They don't have an artist at it. They don't have someone who likes it, who knows what to look for. The artist has in mind the end product, like Michelangelo. He knew what he wanted. He was taking things off of the stone, chipping away parts of the stone that didn't look like David. So he knew what he wanted the end product to look like. An artist has in their mind how the end result should look. Training happens the same way. If you don't have an idea of what the end product should look like after training, the person you're training, the trainee should know these things, be able to do these things. You start in knowing the end result. The artist has in mind how the end result should look. How many of you like to paint a picture, taking paints on a canvas or even a piece of paper, and you paint? How many of you like to do that? How many of you are good at it? Only if you like it. If you don't like it, you're probably not very good at it. An artist does well because they are doing something that comes naturally, it's from within. And I guess for myself, as I looked at that, I enjoyed the years of training. I was helping people learn. And it was always fulfilling to me to see them make progress, succeed, being able to move on into the job they were hired to do. Training is an art, and sometimes, again, in the workplace, training gets a bad rap because nobody likes to do it. That is probably more the problem than the trainee doesn't learn very well, maybe because no one is at it that likes to do it. The traits of a trainer, just looking at a few of those ideas. The traits of a trainer values learning. And I found that interesting. It was just always interesting to me to see the person learning and taking in. People learn at different rates of speed, some much quicker than others. But if learning isn't, you don't like to learn and learning isn't important, you don't value learning, you'll struggle as a trainer. Helping someone learn is fulfilling. You care for people. Let me go back to values learning. Some time ago, there was a friend at church who he loved to learn. He was a tremendous reader, and he was involved in a small group. And his desire to learn, desire to read sort of spilled over there. And he just thought everybody should be just as interested and enthused about reading as he was. And they should all have this goal of reading as much as he did. Well, that didn't last very long. People soon lost interest in being in that group. They were overwhelmed with that guy's value of learning. They may have had value of learning, but just not the way he did. But we value learning, but we recognize people learn at different rates of speed. Not every person that I trained was, they didn't progress at the same rate as others did. But for my friend with that small group, his value of learning was out of balance from reality. But we value learning, traits of a trainer, they value learning. Cares for people are people, or let me restate it, are your procedures and processes. Let me say it another way. Do you need people to make your processes and procedures work? Or do you need procedures and processes to help your people do their work? If you stop and think of it, a big, big difference. We need people, but we need processes to help them do their work. Focus is on the people. We're equipping the people. Not we're taking people and making them do things that we want them to do, whatever, to make our processes and procedures work. We need those to help people do their work. Focus your training on helping people do their work more than they make, you have them to make your company work. You have them to help them to do their work. You care for people. A trainer needs to communicate well. If you've ever been involved in training or have been trained in a training situation, if the trainer doesn't say a whole lot, there's not much gets done. I remember my first weeks after I started at Keim, I was seated at the desk. To my left was my supervisor trainer. To my right was a fellow coworker. Both of them were also involved in sales, taking care of customers coming in or even on the phone. My supervisor trainer to my left, he really knew his stuff. But I asked him a question. He barely had time to answer it. He was so busy. He would come over to my desk, do this. He'd go back. Okay, now I guess I know how to do it. He didn't take time to communicate well. He knew his stuff, but he was always busy with customers and other things as well. Then to my right sat my fellow coworker. And so I'd ask him. He'd have time to tell me what to do, and he was talkative anyway. One day my supervisor said, ask me questions, don't ask him, he's too haphazard. I learned a whole lot more from that haphazard guy than I did from the person who didn't communicate. Communicate, a trainer needs to communicate well, or needs to communicate, have an interest in communicating with the new hire. Communicate what they need to know. Gives information in a way that can be absorbed. I remember one several times that I had one new guy starting, and he was very talkative, and he was involved. He knew his building procedures. He had been involved in building, and I had to think of this and communicating well. One day he was sitting at the desk, and there he said, just looks at me and says, how is it to train someone that knows everything? What was I supposed to communicate? We got along well. I bypassed some of his extra talking and kept going. But a trainer needs to know how to communicate. we got along all right. I didn't overreact. I think that was probably one of the most important things I didn't do in that situation was overreact, because I knew he didn't know everything. He knew that too. Give information in a way that can be absorbed. We can easily overload people. Have patience. A trainer needs to be patient. Again, not everybody learns at the same rate of speed. And sometimes you could almost get frustrated, you know, come on, you should be knowing how to do this. And other times they're waiting for me to give them more things to do. But patience goes a long ways with training. Had one man in training, and I soon discovered he got that starry-eyed look pretty quickly. I could so easily overload him with information, and I was thinking, is he going to make it after... Even after several weeks of in our training process, he would get that starry-eyed look. And, oh, I've reached the limit for right now. I had to have patience with him. Was I even connecting with him? How well was I communicating with him? He was feeling so overwhelmed. Other times I had the new hire, we go over a process, over information, then I give them practice things to do, to use what we've learned, what we covered. And some went breeze through those and were waiting for more, and others just took longer. So patience is important for a trainer, because it just doesn't all, not everybody learns the same rate of speed. Have you ever seen an impatient artist? What if, and I'm not a painter at all, I can imagine, you know, a painter has his canvas and takes the paint, makes some strokes, and it doesn't look like much is happening. But imagine a painter getting impatient, you know, how that painting would look. Not at all what he wants it to look like. So it takes patience in any kind of artistry you're involved in, even in writing. And I don't consider myself a writer at all, but even in writing, and I hear writers say they can't just sit down and start writing. They have to have that inspiration. Sometimes they can sit down and the inspiration comes, they're writing. Other times they don't. So it does take patience in training as well. The purpose for training. And we always have to keep this in mind. Purpose for training is to equip the trainee to do the work that's needed to be done. Focus on having them equipped. That's what training, the basic reason for training is to equip them, not just to get them through the process and get them to where they are. Are they equipped? So training involves helping the people be equipped. Obviously, to provide the needed information, just over and over, that was one of the main things in training, was to give them the needed information. That's only fair to the new hire. Don't think they will. Again, don't think they'll catch on to it. They'll learn it somehow. Be fair to them and give them the information that they need. Give them the opportunity to succeed. Maybe not everybody makes it. They may just stay starry-eyed too long, and they won't make it. They find it not in their interest after all of what their training, where their training is leading them. They find that that's not interesting at all after all. But give them the opportunity to succeed. You can't make them succeed, but give them the opportunity to succeed in what you have hired them to do. Build relationships. The purpose of training is to build relationships. And we've heard about relationships in the workplace today. And let me just emphasize that as well. Relationships in the workplace are very important. Never underestimate the value of good workplace relationships. We can't force relationships, but let's give opportunity for relationships to grow and succeed as well, just as much as their work that they are hired to do. They are given the opportunity to succeed, even in relationships. And relationships can be tricky. Relationships, not everybody does as well in relationships as others. Some people can be overbearing and be the one that's overbearing in the relationship. Others are so reserved they don't know how to fit in and so forth. But give them the opportunity to fit in their team. Give them that opportunity. One more idea here. Recently I heard, and this was at another workplace, but I hear it at our place as well. There was a young teenager looking for a job, and his dad was telling me this, and he was at a workplace that he was sick too often, and they decided it's just not fitting, working right for him to be working at this certain place because he was sick too often. He found another job, something that he didn't, I don't know that he ever really did. And that was, he was working on a painting crew, primarily interior painter crew. And he adapted well. He likes the work. But his dad said something interesting. He said he likes who he works with so well. The relationships are important. I've also heard the idea, and people talk about that even at Kime, that it isn't so much always the work they're doing that they enjoy the most, it's the team they're on. And that is, that's so valuable. So help your new hires to build relationships, to fit into the team, because relationships are what make the workplace desirable more than just the work. We may really like the work, but if the team we're on, we just don't fit in with them, we won't even enjoy the work that we're doing. Never underestimate the value of good relationships. The blessings of being a trainer. Had to think of that in my years of training. Now and then I meet someone that I was involved in their training, and it's always, even if they've left the company, I see them someplace else. It's valuable to see that you made a contribution to their life, even if they may have been at a workplace for 2-3 years and go elsewhere. I've yet to hear them say that their training didn't go with them. You are helping people in their lives. You're adding value to them. You are helping people. The one who was so starry-eyed so quickly, I think it's more than 20 years ago, and he's still at Kime, doing well. But it took patience to get him there. The One, again, the one who asked how it is to train someone who knew everything. He was there a little while, but he moved on, actually went to a competitor. But we remained friends. What he learned at Keim went with him. So you're adding to people's experience in their life. It reaches into the community. Recently, my wife and I were at a local place of business to make purchases, and a lady there was helping us in the transactions, giving us information and so forth. The owner of the establishment comes over, and he looks at the sales girl and says, "Wilbur there, everything I taught you in sales, I learned from him." This was 20 years later, and I'm not quite sure the years there. Number of years later, then it struck me how important it is to help people. He's running his business of his own, but at he was able to say the training he received, he was able to pass it on to his employees. Our training does reach into the community, and of course, humbling to hear that. But I was blessed to hear that. It does make a difference in people's lives if you value training in the workplace. They may not stay at your place. They may go someplace else, but you've equipped them. You've helped them. And is that an added expense for a company? Helping people? But what is our what are our companies for? Helping people should be sort of at the top of the list. The training you provide reaches into the community. And just don't fret when they leave, because if you've provided training for them, it goes with them. It wasn't wasted. You are helping people. And again, what is your company for but to help people? If training isn't really embraced, it makes it difficult for the trainer and the new hire. Nobody enjoys it. Maybe you've been there, you've had a new hire, and you've been trying to train them, and you didn't enjoy it. Well, they didn't either. If you didn't, they didn't. What are some takeaways here today? And again, I know company represented here vary from just a few people to large companies, larger companies, and so forth. What's in it for? What can you take for yourself to fit into your company? Because you don't have a trainer. Or do you? Think about training, that there needs to be someone who enjoys it. I guess just have to think, if you don't enjoy it, if you don't enjoy it, you don't have someone who does enjoy it, find someone who does. Maybe well worth the expense. Have someone who enjoys training, and not everybody does. But if you don't, you're really not even giving the employee, the new hire, the opportunity to succeed. If you don't enjoy it, the trainee won't get near as much out of it as they should or could. Give the new hire the opportunity to succeed. If nothing else, I think take that with you. Give the new hire the opportunity to succeed. And that's up to you to provide that. They can't, they can't, the new hire isn't responsible to go to your place and find the opportunity to succeed there. You provide it for them. And look for someone who would enjoy, who enjoys interacting with people, the traits of the trainer. Work towards having your training artist in place is one way that I thought of it. Work towards having your training artist, and think of the trainer as needing to have that interest and that ability to train, or else no one will be very happy. Training does obviously come up in Scripture. Let me just sort of close with this. Some of the familiar, one familiar, I don't know what you think of in Scripture and training. The first one comes to my mind is obviously in Proverbs. We probably all know that one. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. Train, that's speaking to parents. Train up a child. Provide information. Provide what they need to know, because they're going to learn things from someplace. You want them to learn what you want them to learn. And then that goes in the workplace. You want them to learn your company, how to do things in your company. The second one I thought of was 1 Timothy, Paul, in writing to Timothy, a young church leader, and he uses one translation would be, exercise yourself into godliness. You know that that verse, bodily exercise has profit, but godliness has a whole lot more. It's for eternity. Another way for using the word exercise, I think some translations may say train. Train yourself in godliness. It doesn't just happen automatically. Your people, your new people at your workplace won't just automatically learn the right things, won't just automatically fit into the team. Give the new hires the opportunity to succeed by having your training artist in place. Thank you.